Hiya, folks. It's me and Janie. Yes, friends, it's the Tom Show, Me and Janie, starring George O'Hanlon, the guy next door who's always trying to get out from behind the eight ball. And this is Don Wilson, ladies and gentlemen, to tell you that if your favorite foods, like coffee and steak smothered in onions, give you heartburn or acid indigestion, listen, now you can enjoy steak, onions, and coffee, and other foods you like without suffering acid indigestion. Simply take a couple of Tums after eating. Almost instantly, Tums neutralize excess acid, settle and soothe your stomach. You feel better, fast. So to enjoy the foods you like, get Tums tonight. Only 10 cents a roll, 3-roll box a quarter at all drugstores. Tums, T-U-M-S, Tums for the tummy. And now me and Janie, another adventure in the lives of George and Janie O'Hanlon. Well, it's morning at the O'Hanlons, and George and Janie, with their small son Tommy, are deep in their customary breakfast table conversation.
Who has the syrup?
Here's the syrup. Who has the butter?
Here's the butter. Where's the marmalade? Here's the marmalade. Who has the butter?
Here's the butter. Who has the marmalade?
Here's the marmalade. Who has the syrup?
Here's the syrup. Who has the... Hey, wait a minute. This is where I came in.
Huh? Boy, these waffles are sure good, Mom. Could I have another one?
Can I have another one, too, Mom? Could I, huh? Could I? I've only had 11 so far.
That's too many. I thought you were going to watch your stomach.
Well, it's getting easy. No matter where I look, there it is. It's your fault you feed me too well.
That's right, Mom.
Oh, you too. If I cooked an old shoe, you'd say it tasted like...
Like filling of salt. Don't touch me, Mother. I'm sharp today.
Oh, brother. Here's your other waffle, George. If you eat this, you'll have heartburn.
Yeah, you better throw another Tum on the fire.
Have you seen the new neighbors yet? Boy, I have. And am I glad they moved next door to us.
What's so wonderful about it?
Well, they got the cutest...
Oh, no.
What's the matter, Janie?
I'll be right back.
I wonder what that was about. What were you saying about the neighbors, Tommy? They got the cutest little wife. Don't tell me it's the little girl who made eyes at you already, huh?
Well, they got something a lot nicer than an old girl. They got a dog.
Maybe it's a girl dog.
I don't think so, Pop. It's too cute.
Son, sometimes it's too hard to realize that you're an... It's hard to realize that you're an O'Hanlon. With that nose, huh?
I'd do anything if you'd let me have a dog. I'd rake up the leaves and shovel snow all winter. And I'll even wash my neck and behind my ears.
You really want one, don't you? Well, we'll talk to your mother about it as soon as she comes back in the house.
There she is.
Janie, Tommy and I want to consult with you on a matter of the utmost importance.
Oh, I'm so exasperated. Some horrible little dog crawled under the fence and pulled two of my sheets off the clothesline.
Uh-oh.
Janie, speaking of little dogs...
Don't speak of them. Suppose I shouldn't get upset over a thing like that, but I am. Now, what was it you wanted to talk to me about?
Nothing at all, Janie.
Nope, nothing at all.
Well, I gotta get to the office.
I'll walk to the bus with you, Pop.
Okay, Tommy. Goodbye, Janie.
Goodbye, dear. George, you have the funniest look on your face.
That's this new lipstick.
What?
Even the bus driver noticed it yesterday. O'Hanlon, you're much lovelier since your wife changed from Revlon's Red Raspberry to Plum Beautiful, he said. Goodbye, dear.
Gee, Pop, I guess I don't get a dog.
Sure you will. Just as soon as I decide it's the right moment to talk to your mother about it.
Pop, you're not afraid to ask Mom about getting a dog, are you?
Huh? A big 5'11", 165-pound man afraid of a tiny 5'2", 110-pound woman? I tell you, we'll wait for a more, what Helen Mack said moment.
What does that mean?
That means I'm afraid of your mother.
Is that you coming in, O'Hanlon?
Well,
as much as I saw you coming in, I wouldn't try to deny it.
Well, in that case, yeah, it's me, Mr. Lamb.
Yes, O'Hanlon, when I hired you, you told me you had regular habits. And look at you, you're late again.
Yes, sir. That's one of my regular habits. So good.
You've been reading joke books, too, I see.
Huh?
Well, what's your excuse this time?
Well, see, the bus driver, the engine of the bus... Well, you know how it is when you stall in traffic.
Hmm? I don't know about stalling in traffic, but you're doing okay right here.
Maybe I better tell the truth.
Yes, just for the novelty of it.
Well, I was standing at the bus stop talking to Tommy about getting him a dog, and one went right by before I...
Oh, what kind?
The usual kind, a long, low one with a yellow body and not enough seating capacity.
Gad, what they can't do with crossbreeding.
Mr. Lamb, I'm talking about the bus.
Oh, yes. You know, I'm very fond of a certain dog, George.
Mr. Lamb, what an awful way to talk about your wife.
Johanna.
Huh?
How dare you compare my wife to my dog? Why? There's no comparison.
Huh?
My dog is beautiful. Why, haven't I ever shown you a snapshot of my little Tweedles?
Your little Tweedles, huh?
Yeah, Tweedles.
I never saw one.
Got a picture right here in my wallet.
Huh?
Oh, what a smart dog, Lana. What a smart dog. When I come home at night, Tweedles brings me my pipe, my slippers, and the evening paper. Then he climbs up on my lap and snuggles.
Your dog does that, huh?
Yeah.
What does Mrs. Lamb do?
She just stands there and growls. Here's a picture of Papa's little baby. Yes. Standing right beside Mrs. Lamb.
Let's see. Gee, I didn't know Mrs. Lamb wore glasses.
George, the one with the glasses is my dog. My wife is the one with the floppy ears.
Excuse me. Crossbreeding again, huh?
Yeah.
I had the picture upside down. Gee, your dog is cute. I suppose the glasses are a gag, huh?
No, the dog's terribly nearsighted. In fact, he's so nearsighted, George, sometimes he gets clear up to my wife before he starts to bite her. Certainly am glad to hear, though, that you're getting Tommy a dog.
I can't get him one right now, Mr. Lamb. Janie's sort of mad at our new neighbor's pooch.
Huh?
She'll get over it.
Oh, sure. Who can stay mad at a dog? I suppose you had one when you were a kid?
Yeah, but I didn't keep him very long.
Oh, what was the trouble?
I ate too much. He was a Great Dane, and the house was broke before he was. Yoo-hoo, Janie. I'm home. Oh, hello, Tommy. Where's your mother?
In the kitchen getting dinner.
And what's the matter, son?
The dog next door pulled all the wash off the line again, Pop. And it's all muddy. Oh, Mom will never have a dog around now.
She'll get over it.
I don't think so. She says it's a destructive little beast, and it ought to be sent back to the pond.
She said you were one when you slid down the banister and ripped the seat out of your pants and put your foot through the window. We didn't send you back.
I guess you've had me around a while and got used to me.
Don't worry, Tommy. I'll go out and fix things up with your mother. There you are, darling.
Oh, hello, dear.
Well, how are you?
George, what a day I've had. That little monster came over here again and chewed me.
I know. Tommy told me.
Well, after dinner, I'm going over and talk to Mrs. Tinchley about it.
Oh, no. Don't do that, Jane.
Why not?
Well, those people are probably going to live next door to us for years, and you can't fight with the neighbors.
I won't fight.
Yes, you will. All women get excited. I'll go over and talk to those people. I'll talk to them in a calm, sensible way, of course.
But, dear, I think...
No, I'm going over right now. I'll make friends with them, and I'm sure they'll understand. Your troubles are over, dear. George O'Hanlon is on the job. When the red robin comes, bum, 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 bum.
Well?
How do you do, sir? I'm from the next...
Thanks. I don't want any.
Yes, but
look, I said I don't want any, and when I say I don't want any, that means I don't want any.
That's very logical. But you see, how do you like that? Right in my face.
What are you, a preview of Halloween?
Look, I happen to be a very patient man, but I...
Well, I'm not. If you knock on my door once more, I'm going to grab you by that silly-looking necktie and bounce you all the way down the steps like a yo-yo.
Look, I'm from next door, and I came over to tell you to keep your little mongrel out of my yard.
Mongrel?
Yeah.
Listen, neighbor, my dog can trace his ancestors clear back to the time yours were swinging from trees by their tails.
I don't care if your dog's ancestors swam over under the Mayflower. Keep him out of my yard.
It'll be a pleasure. I don't want him to catch anything. Goodbye.
George, what in the world are you doing to that fence?
I'm barricading. No dog is going to come over and pull my wife's washing off the line.
Oh, George.
That ugly baboon.
He's just a Cocker Spaniel.
I'm talking about the dog's owner. Compared to him, the Cocker Spaniel looks like Van Johnson.
Oh, George. But this fence belongs to the new neighbors, doesn't
it? I don't care. It faces onto our property.
Well, George, maybe if I went over and talked to them...
No, you'd only make it worse. Women just aren't good at straightening things out.
This is an awful lot of work. When you're through, maybe the dog can still crawl under.
Janie, I'm going to work on this fence like a Philadelphia lawyer. When I'm finished, not just the dog, but not even one of his fleas will be able to find a loophole. Good morning, Mr. Lamb. I'm sorry I'm late. But...
So am I. But I don't know what I can do about it.
Thanks.
Short of firing you.
Oh, no.
However, this morning I'll have to deny myself that pleasure. I want you to call in a client.
Oh, don't worry, Mr. Lamb. I'll carry the ball. I'll sell him.
You don't have to sell him. He's sold.
Oh?
He says our boxers lead the field by 3 lengths, and he's betting us across the board. From now on, his product will gallop home in Lamb paper boxes.
What does he sell? Racing forms?
No, horseradish.
Ah.
Yeah, he's Ed Finchley of Finchley's Horseradish.
Oh? Oh?
Yeah, now get right over there and get an order that'll make your eyes pop out.
Ah, good morning. I'm George O'Hanlon from the Land Paper Box Company, and I'd like to see Mr. Finch.
Oh, yes, Mr. O'Hanlon. You can go right in. Mr. Finch is expecting you.
Ah, gee, thanks. Good morning, Mr. Finchley.
Well, well.
I'm George O'Hanlon from the Land Paper Bar, Bar, Bar.
Well, well, the black sheep of the Land Paper Bar.
Mr. Finchley, surely you're not going to let personal matters interfere with business.
Oh, yes, I am. Call my dog mangy, eh? Where did I put that
dog? Oh, no, honest, your dog isn't mangy. Hardly at all.
Here it is. You know what this is?
Looks like an order blank.
Yes, and I should have left it blank. Because I'm tearing it up.
Hold on.
Of course, it's only for 5,000 boxes.
Oh, hold on. Don't
accuse my dog of having fleas, will
you? Oh, don't. Mr. Finchley, I love fleas. I mean, I love dogs. In fact, your dog can come over any Monday and chew on our laundry. I'll have my wife wash on Tuesdays, too, so he won't go hungry.
Yeah, don't tear on the blanket. Oh, so you think I don't feed my dog?
Oh, no, I never said that. Please, Mr. Finchley, if Mr. Lamb hears about this...
Oh, he'll hear about it, all right. Yeah? I'll phone him and tell him personally. I feed my dog better than you feed your family.
Well, if you're talking about the future, you're probably right. When my boss finds out about this, he'll burn me in oil.
Oh, well, in that case.
Yeah.
I'll tell him to make you medium rare. My dog hasn't munched on a good juicy salesman in months.
Oh, Mr. Finchley. All right, Tommy, come on. Shove.
Very hard in the fence.
Yeah, we're almost through. Now for that big one.
But, Pop...
Tommy, are you weakening?
I'm not weakening, Pop, but the fence is...
Oh, nonsense. Anyway, if I don't tear this barricade down, Mr. Finchley, you'll never believe I'm sorry. He'll go right on thinking I hate his dog.
Pop, about that dog you promised to...
Tommy, look, this is no time to discuss promises. Mr. Lamb promised to do a few things to me if I didn't make up with Mr. Finchley.
Gee, here comes Mr. Finchley now.
Well, look, you better go in the house, Tommy. I want to have a talk with him.
Okay, Pop.
O'Hanlon, what in blazes are you doing to my fence? Pulling it apart for firewood?
Oh, really, Mr. Finchley, I'm just fixing it so your dog can come through.
I don't want him to go through.
Honest, I'm crazy about your dog, see? As soon as I pull off this last board, there'll be a hole as big as...
As the one in your head.
Yeah.
Do me a favor. Don't trouble yourself about my dog.
Oh, but it's no trouble at all, really. I'm glad to do it.
Oh, Hanlon, stop it. The whole fence is wobbling.
Oh, holy smoke. Timber!
Oh, Hanlon. After you left my office today, I was ashamed of myself. I made out that order again, just because we're neighbors.
Oh, gee, Mr. Finchley, you mean you're going to buy 5,000 boxes from...
No, I'm not. In fact, if the Lamb Paper Box Company made the only boxes on the face of the earth, I'd deliver my product personally in my bare hands before I'd buy them. Now get off of my property before I have you arrested.
Oh, Mr. Finchley.
Hey, George, something wrong?
Oh, Don, it's my new neighbor. I made him mad, and now he cut me out of an order I was supposed to get for the boss.
Well, I'd better go back and see him.
I can't, Don. I can't. He'd kill me.
Oh, now, calm. A man like you doesn't know the meaning of the word fear.
I don't.
A man like you doesn't know the meaning of the word impossible.
I don't.
A man like you doesn't know the meaning of the word failure.
Ah, I'm pretty stupid, huh?
Well, no, but if your neighbor's in a foul mood, I'll bet I know what's wrong.
Ah, I'll bet I do, too.
My chances are he's been taking baking soda to relieve acid indigestion, and so here's something vital he should know. Tums neutralize almost twice as much excess stomach acids as the same amount of baking soda. That's right. The active ingredients in Tums neutralize almost twice as much excess stomach acids as the same amount of baking soda. That's why you feel better so fast when you take Tums. Why burning heartburn or that uncomfortable overfull feeling of acid indigestion are relieved so quickly and so thoroughly. Equally important, unlike baking soda, Tums cause no acid rebound, which can make you feel even more miserable than you were. Tums actually help prevent immediate recurrence of the trouble. So get Tums, T-U-M-S, Tums for the tummy from your druggist tonight. Only 10 cents a roll, 3-roll box, a quarter. Remember, Tums neutralize almost twice as much excess stomach acids as the same amount of baking soda. And now back to me and Janie. Well, George O'Hanlon is in his usual position, all curled up nice and uncomfy behind the eight ball. George messed up a business deal with a Mr. Finchley, who turned out to be the new next-door neighbor he's been feuding with over a dog. And in trying to patch things up, George accidentally knocked over his neighbor's fence. Right now, George looks up from his desk and says to his wife,
"Well, Janie, I've been going over my papers, and everything is in chocolate pie order."
"George, don't you mean apple pie?"
"No, I don't like apple pie. Anyway, here's my bank book, and here's my life insurance policy all paid up."
"Goodness, George, you talk as though something were going to happen to you."
"Something is, as soon as Mr. Lamb gets within ball bat distance of me. Right now, I bet he's wishing I was a cat so he could kill me 9 times.
George, I was just thinking, if I went next door and had a nice, friendly chat with Mrs. Finchley, perhaps..."
"Oh, Janie, after all our dog fights, all we need is a cat fight. Now, please keep out of it. What I need is a net to catch the butterflies in my stomach."
"Oh, Pa."
"Yeah, Tommy."
"Can I talk to you for a moment?"
"Oh, sure, Tommy. I'm not in my best mood, so don't be surprised if I snap your head off in a nice, friendly way. Excuse us, Janie."
"All right, Lynn. Down in the basement, Pa."
"How? What is it?"
"I'll show you in a minute. Look, there in the box."
"Holy Pete, it's a puppy. Where'd you get him?"
"Well, I didn't exactly get him, Pop. He got me. He followed me home from school."
"What'd you do, put hamburger in your shoes?"
"Honest, I told him to go away."
"How'd you tell him? Like this?" "Ah, oh. Hello there, little fella. Hey, he likes me. Look, he's licking my hand.
Isn't he cute?"
"Yeah."
"Says Pop, he wouldn't eat very much. He's an awful little puppy."
Right now I'm afraid that's what your mother would call him. An awful little puppy."
"Pop, all my life I wanted a dog."
I know.
"So now I got one, and if I can't keep him, I'll run away. So that's what I'll do."
"Yeah, I said that to my father once, and he started wrapping my lunches in roadmaps." "Well, I guess it was a case of love at first sight with you and this little guy, huh?"
"Gee, Pop, can I keep him? Please, Pop."
"Oh, stop looking at me like that, will you?"
"I'm sorry, Pop."
"Not you, the puppy. My gosh, between the two of you, you could get me to burn the house down."
"You mean it's okay? I can keep him?"
Yeah, you can keep him, but he'll have to be very quiet. He's got a sort of a aroma. You better spray him with a little sweet air,
"Gee, Pop, thanks. You're the best father I've ever had."
Well, thank you, Tommy. And now, what are you going to call him, huh?"
"I think I'll call him Midnight, on account of he's so black."
"Yeah, better wait till he's had a bath. You may want to call him Whitey."
"Okay, I'll use some of your stuff. I'll bet he'll be the only dog in town with a fit shampoo."
On second thought, Midnight's a good name for him. It may be the only time we'll be able to sneak down here and feed him.
"Well, I'll keep him quiet, Pop, even if I have to read to him."
"Oh, that's good. Just keep him quiet, and your mother will never know he's down here in a million years."
Martin.
Can I help you, Mrs. O'Hanlon?
I was wondering if you could recommend some dog food for a very small puppy.
Well, some people like canned food, like this Strong Heart. Of course, I've never tried any myself, not being a dog.
Thank you, Mr. Martin.
Of course, when I was a kid, I was a boxer. That's a dog, you know.
Goodbye, Mr. Martin.
Pardon me, I couldn't help hearing your question. I happen to know quite a bit about small puppies.
Oh, that's wonderful. I'm afraid all I know much about is small boys.
Yeah, I know something about them, too. My husband is one. And he gets in more trouble than any dog I've ever seen.
Well, if he gets in any more trouble than mine, I'd certainly like to meet him. Incidentally, that's an adorable dress.
Well, thank you. I suppose I should say, oh, this old rag. But I haven't the nerve after the way my husband beat his head on the floor when he got the bill for it.
He sounds more like my husband every minute.
Oh, yes. Oh, by the way, you realize that in addition to the proper food, your puppy should have plenty of exercise.
Oh, dear. That's a problem.
Oh, you live in an apartment?
No, we have a yard. Uh-huh. But, well, frankly, this puppy is a refugee. He apparently strayed into our basement through an open window. And after the way I've acted about our neighbor's Cocker Spaniel, I'm ashamed to tell my husband that I want to keep the puppy.
Well, by any chance, are you Mrs. O'Hanlon?
Oh, yes, I am. Good heavens! Don't tell me you're...
I'm afraid so.
Well, how do you do, Mrs. Finchley?
Jane, honey, this is the best ham I ever ate.
Thanks, dear.
How about another helping, huh?
You'd better leave a little, Pop.
Leave a little? What for? To get... Yeah, I might get hungry later.
Yeah, around midnight.
Yeah.
Oh, you poor little thing.
All alone down here in this cold basement. I'll bet you were about starved.
But don't you worry. Now, just as soon as I get enough courage to tell my husband you're down here, you can eat like this 5 times a day.
Oh, God, Freddy.
George, is that you, dear?
Yeah, it's me, Jenny. Look, wake up a second. What happened to the ham we had left over from dinner? I left a great big piece in the refrigerator. I can't find it.
Oh, well, I ate it, George.
You ate it?
Well, George, do you begrudge me a little food?
Gosh, no, Jenny. No, I'll find something else for midnight's, for my midnight snack. You go on back to sleep.
Good night, dear.
Night. See, I'll bet everyone in the neighborhood is sound asleep. Here I am having insomnia with a dog.
Emily, shut up. Close your big mouth and go to sleep before I throw a shoe at you.
Edward, are you talking to me?
Why, darling, how can you say that? Is it my fault our dog is named after you?
Well, I wonder. It isn't every male Cocker Spaniel that's named Emily. I want to talk with you.
Wait till I get my catcher's mask. Last little talk we had, I ended up with a black eye.
I know. I'm a very rough talker.
Yeah.
Now, listen, you haven't been very neighborly with Mr. O'Hanlon.
Listen, the man interrupted my dinner twice, insulted my dog, and knocked down my backyard fence all within 24 hours. What brought this on?
I finally met his wife, Janie. She's very nice. There isn't a thing wrong with her.
Oh, there must be, or she wouldn't have married O'Hanlon.
Well, I like her, and I want to be friends with her, and I wouldn't care if her husband had 2 heads.
Even with 2 heads, he'd only be a half-wit. Go ahead and be friends with his wife. She's nice.
But how can I be with you two acting like the Hatfields and the Coys? You've got to make up with him, Edward.
I won't do it.
Now listen, knucklehead.
Oh, no, Emily. I wouldn't make up with him if he and I were marooned on a desert island and he had an extra picture of Ava Gardner.
You and Ava Gardner. Ha! You're going to make up with him and you're going to give him that order you tore up.
Never.
Oh, is that so?
Yes, that's so. Now get this straight, Emily. I will not give George O'Hanlon any order for paper boxes. Ever as long as I live. And that is my absolute and final word on the subject.
Huh? Yeah, what's that, Mr. Finchley? 10,000 boxes? Yes, sir. Yes. I'll tell him the moment he comes in. Yes, sir. Yes, goodbye. So, good old George did it again. O'Hanlon, I want to talk to you.
Yes, Miss Lamb. Did you hear about, you want me, sir?
Yeah, well, George, you certainly did what I asked you to.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
fixed things with Ed Finchley.
Yeah, yeah.
You really fixed things.
Oh, my gosh, Miss Lamb, I've been with this company a long time. Every time you mentioned a prospective client, I went right out and I called on him. I've gone every place you ever told me to go.
Well, yes, every place but one. But, I'll say one thing for you, O'Hanlon. When I set up a deal, you really go out and knock things over.
Well, it was an accident. I was only trying... See, the fence was... Mr. Lamb, I think I deserve some consideration. 8 years I've slaved you. 8 years I've worked my hand to the bone. And now...
And now you want a raise. Don't say it, George. Just because Ed Finchley is giving us an order for 10,000 boxes, we're knocked out of the red.
Finchley!
All right, George. All right, I won't argue with you. You got him to double his order. I admit it.
Double his order? Oh, my gosh. Oh, my stomach. It feels wonderful.
George, what's the matter with you? What's all this ba-ba-ba-ba-ba stuff?
Well, I'm going to be a crooner. Mr. Lamb, I have news for you. My ba-ba-ba butterflies have gone back to Capistrano.
Oh, no.
Coffee, George?
Yeah, and I think I'll have a cigar, too. And when you get an order for 10,000 boxes, it sort of puts you in the executive class.
Well, I'm just fresh out of cigars, George, but what else can I do for your junior ship?
Well, I'd like to put my feet on something soft.
Fine. Put them up on the table on the butter.
No, it's no fun when your shoe's on. Well, Janie, I guess Finchley just realized I was a pretty good guy, huh?
Of course, dear.
Well, maybe he looked up my business record.
Yes, dear, that's probably it.
I'm sure glad of one thing. I had enough sense not to let you women get mixed up in this. See, I fixed everything just the way I said I would.
How come you're so clever, dear?
I don't know. I guess I'm just naturally bright.
Oh, Pop, could I talk to you a moment?
Ah, sure, Tommy.
Privately, Pop.
Will you excuse us, Janie?
Go right ahead.
What's the trouble, Tommy?
Come on down to the basement. Midnight won't eat. I sneak down a minute ago with some roast beef for him. And he just sits there and looks disgusted.
Wait till I open the basement door. Hey, come here, boy. Now, little fellow, what seems to be the trouble? What's the matter? He doesn't sound sick. Not very. Holy smoke, Tommy. Look at his stomach. Have you blown this pooch up with your bicycle pump?
He is getting awful fat.
I can't understand why he won't eat. Everybody knows puppies are like growing boys. They're always hungry.
Maybe he's in air jail and eats air.
Oh, George! Tommy, where are you?
If she comes down here, we're dead ducks.
I'll turn the light out.
George?
Oh, well, I guess they're gone out. Are you there, darling? Where's that light switch?
George!
Janie, that is...
I should have known, George.
Huh?
Person never gets anywhere by lying.
Gee, Mom, it's my fault.
Oh, you're the one who found it.
Janie, it's a long story. First, let me say I'm sorry I didn't tell you the puppy was down here.
What?
And second, I want to keep him. In fact, I insist on it. I like him, and Tommy likes him, and he likes us, and well, he stays.
I see. Well, George, you know how I feel about dogs.
Oh, Mom.
But since I'm outnumbered, I guess there's nothing I can do but just give in gracefully.
Yippee! You hear that, Midnight? You live here!
Thanks, Jenny. I guess it isn't really fair, though. I mean, the family outnumbers you 2-1.
3-1, George.
3-1?
Aren't you forgetting? There are 4 in the family now. Well, I'll get upstairs and do those dishes.
Huh? Well, Tommy, I fixed that just like I fixed the mess with Finchley.
You sure did, Pop.
It's psychology, my boy. You just have to know people.
I guess you know people better than anybody, Pop.
Well, I'll say one thing, Tommy. I know women, inside and out. Yes, sir, you just have to bide your time. And when the right moment comes, they just can't say no.
Golly, I hope I understand women like that when I grow up. Hey, Pop, look.
What's the matter?
The puppy's laughing.
Is that what it is? Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much for being a wonderful audience and listening Tuesday night and let us know how you like the show. Good night, folks. See you all of a sudden. Good night.